Good morning. Is everyone still full of the Christmas spirit? I know we were talking in our Sunday school class the other week that, you know, Christmas comes once a year. But the celebration of Christmas is something that we should be celebrating every day. Because the reason for the season is who? It's Jesus. So we should be celebrating Jesus every day, not just because Christmas comes around. But what are we going to do 2 weeks from now? Are we still going to be having that same celebration? So we need to remind ourselves that even though the holiday has passed, the celebration of Christ should continue in our daily lives every single day. Would you bow your heads for prayer this morning? Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, after just celebrating your birth, or celebrating what the true meaning of Christmas is, that it's about you. Lord, it's not about the gifts or the food or the gatherings that we have. Lord, all that's great and fine, but Lord, what are we doing if we're not celebrating you in all that? Lord, remind us that, like I said, that as we leave the holiday, as we are getting ready to enter a new year, Lord, remind us that celebration that we had just a couple days ago, Lord, that, Lord, we should be celebrating that constantly. We should be praising your name constantly. We should be lifting you up, who you are, your promises, your grace, your mercy to us, Lord, your faithfulness, your love for us. That's a celebration that we should be having every day. And Father, we come to you this morning with concerns, with needs, Lord, with praises, whatever that may be, Lord, that we want to lift that up to you this morning. And before us, we have so many names, Lord, to lift up to you. We lift up David Simmons with a broken toe. We ask for healing for that. Bobby Harris with physical needs. Jill Booth with cancer needs for chemo. Lord, that we just pray that you lay your hands on those kinds of situations, Lord, and just help them through that pain and that suffering, Lord, that you can give them hope because you are hope. Lord, we lift up Buford Goins' family for cancer needs. We lift up our brother Verlin Martin to you and the family, Lord, that, Lord, you know those needs, that you will continue to heal him. Lord, a request for prayers for both myself and Pastor Stewart, Lord, that you continue to fill us so that we can empty ourselves out into our congregation, our community, Lord, for you. Lord, I pray for the leaders of our country. Lord, we pray that you are involved in all decisions. That, Lord, as our country is coming to a change, Lord, that all leaders within our government, Lord, that they turn to you, not turn to their own wants or their own needs, Lord, but that they turn to you to make the best decisions that they can possible. Lord, we lift up Israel and the Ukraine to you for peace. Lord, we lift up Joe and Fred Bodkin for continued healing. Morgan Surratt for overcoming cancer surgery. We lift up Nate Wayne for the loss of the mother. Lord, we just pray that you're with that family as with loss comes that hole in their heart. Lord, we just pray that you heal that hole and you fill it with your love and your peace for them, that you can bring them comfort. We pray for Linda Turner for a test on Monday. We pray for Becky Cash for treatment on Monday. Bo Douglas has an unspoken need. Lord, we just pray that whatever that need is, that you have already begun to work on that. Lord, we lift up Harold Griffin for melanoma surgery tomorrow. Lord, that through that surgery, that your will be done. Lord, we pray that test brings back a negative result, Lord. But we know that you were already working on that and you were already inserted on that. And we just pray that you be with our brother Harold. We pray for Mary Wolf for back problems and traveling this week. We pray for Rick Michael family for the death of Rick. We pray for Summer Balserman for physical needs, other unspoken needs. We pray for the loss in the Grog family from last week, Lord, that, Lord, we just know that there are so many things among us that we need to turn to you for. Lord, we can't manage things on our own. Lord, we can't try to handle things on our own, that we must turn to you. Lord, I pray for our church. I pray for this church family. I pray for those who are unable to make it. Lord, I pray for the families that are traveling for the holiday season, Lord, that you keep them safe. Lord, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for loving us as much as you did, to die on a cross for us, to give your life for us, to shed your blood for us. But Lord, what an awesome day it was 3 days later when you rose from that grave. Father, we are thankful for you. And we want to be reminded every day to be thankful for you and just to say thank you. Lord, we lift all these things up to you in your precious and holy name. Amen. Would the ushers please come forward? Would you bow with me? Father, we thank you for, Lord, for all that you've provided for us. And Lord, I just ask that that the gift that we give comes from the heart, Lord, and that it goes to all of your kingdom work. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. So we have a couple of announcements to let you know about. Today is the last day to pick up your poinsettias. If you have them, please get them today. After the service today, following the service, downstairs in the fellowship hall, we will have a time of coffee and cookies. And who doesn't love coffee and cookies? I think was a buddy or somebody, or somebody said something. Oh, it's Harold. Harold said the other week, like, you don't turn down coffee and cookies. So we're going to have a good time downstairs just celebrating our step into the new year, and just pray for that blessing that God has got some great plans for us for 2025. This week, as a reminder, there will be no Awana or worship-based prayer this coming Wednesday, but it will be coming back. Patty, is that correct? Next week, we'll be back in full swing again. I'm sorry? January 8th. Worship-based prayer will be back on that night. Okay, so January 8th, mark your calendars. We'll be back in full swing with Awana and worship-based prayer. Please come out and enjoy that. I know we've got a lot of kids that are crazy excited to get back to it. And I know for those of you who have been enjoying the worship-based prayer, please come out and join. Bring a friend with you. I know that's going really well, and it's a great time of being together. And the last announcement is, I'm super excited to share this with you. Since Pastor Stewart is going to desert us for a week, he's left me in charge. You might be in trouble. Now, next week, I'm going to be filling the platform and preaching next week. But this will be our first, since I've been here, this will be our first youth-led worship service. So our youth will be greeting, handing out bulletins, doing the offering. They are going to be my worship team, or at least I've got a handful of them that are going to be the worship team. They will also be inserted into the service where they're going to be reading scripture. They're going to be fully invested. I'm super excited about it. And we'd love to invite you to bring a friend, bring someone else with you. Let's pack the church next week. It's going to be a great time. So, I know we've done this for a little while. We're going to do it again. Get up and greet somebody this morning. Share your love of Christ with them, and then we'll get our service started in just a few minutes.
Well, good morning. This is our last fifth Sunday. And so we always do something a little bit special on the fifth Sundays each time that comes up, right? Four or five times in a year. But so what I want to do this morning is just something a little bit different than what we're accustomed to. We're going to celebrate this final Sunday of the year by spending time in worship and prayer. Earlier this year, we had an event called Transforming Prayer that focused on Scripture-fed, Spirit-led, worship-based prayer. We learned about seeking the face of God before seeking the hand of God. Daniel Henderson, the founder of Strategic Renewal, believes that worship-based prayer is one of the greatest ways to revitalize the church, and I agree with him. And so, worship-based prayer has four movements. And in your handout today, you see those movements on there: reverence, where we focus on who is God, thinking about his attributes, praying those back to him. The second movement is response. How should I respond to the passage of scripture that we're looking at? The third part is request, where we just say, what should I pray about? And finally, we have readiness, which is, where do I go from here? Now, I know that for a lot of us, you know, we think about prayer and it's like, oh, you know, I don't know if I can do that, and I don't like to pray out loud, and so we're not forcing you to do any of that today. You can certainly pray in the quietness of your heart, but as the Holy Spirit leads, we have these prayer prompts that you'll see as we go through these different themes of Advent that kind of help us. But I want us to grow in the area of prayer. It's so important. One thing that I've heard about prayer is it's the greater work. So prayer is the greater work of the church. And so it helps to change us. It helps to change others. And I want to read a couple of quotes for you this morning. One is from Andrew Murray. And he says this: the man who mobilizes the Christian church to pray will make the greatest contribution to world evangelization in history. I think that's an important quote, isn't it? It's like, but Daniel Henderson kind of changes it just a little bit. And he adds, not just the man, so it's not just a pastor, but he says the people who mobilize the Christian church or the local church to pray will make the greatest contribution to world evangelization in history. Now, we also have A.T. Pearson, who says this: there has never been a spiritual awakening in any country or locality that did not begin in united prayer. That's important too. So there's never been a spiritual awakening in any country or locality that did not begin in united prayer. And so our service is going to focus on the four themes of Advent that we just did and the passages that are associated with them. The four passages will guide our time of prayer and worship. Our prayer time today will be corporate, individual, and in small groups. So we're going to have you moving around a little bit during the service today. And so I want to read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7 for you. That's our first theme that we talked about for Advent this year, was the theme of hope. And so listen to what the prophet Isaiah writes in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And so as we prepare to just focus on this theme of hope, excuse me, would you sing Living Hope with us?
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadow of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. It came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. God, you are my living hope.
Aren't you grateful for the fact that he's our living hope? That's why he came from heaven to earth at Christmas time, right? And grew up to be a man, lived a perfect life, gave his life on the cross for us so that we can have this living hope. You know, he didn't stay dead. That's the great thing, is that he's alive. And because of that, we can have this living hope. And so as we transition into this time of worship-based prayer, just a couple of things. We're going to start with reverence here. We're going to do this corporately. So again, you don't have to pray out loud. You can just pray in the quietness of your heart. You see three prayer prompts here under reverence, where we're going to focus on some of the attributes of God, some of the things that we read in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. But you're welcome to pray out loud as well. We just ask you to do it one at a time, loud enough that everybody can hear and participate with that. And so we just want to encourage you with that as well. These prayer prompts are open-ended. And so what that does is these prayer prompts come from the scripture that we just read, but they're open-ended, and that's where the Spirit-led part comes in. So it's scripture-fed, Spirit-led, because as the Holy Spirit leads you, that's how you complete the prayer prompt. And so that's how we're going to work reverence, and then I'll transition us into the time of response in just a little bit. But again, any of those prayer prompts that you see under reverence, under the section of hope, you're welcome to pray. You can pray all of them if you would like as well, but let me just get us started this morning and in this reverence time corporately. So Jesus, I just thank you for coming so that I don't have to walk in the darkness of fear. Lord, you take away fear, and I can have hope and courage and strength because of your son Jesus. So I just worship you today for sending Jesus. God, I'm just grateful that you have increased my joy by just answering prayer, Lord God, as I pray according to your will and your plan and purpose for me. As we move into this time of response then, it's really just saying, how should I respond to the Lord through this passage of Scripture? You see the prayer prompt there. Father, I confess that I have been walking in the darkness of. And so just in the quietness of your heart, this is just for you, yourself individually, would you just cry out to the Lord and just complete that prayer prompt to Him? Just let Him know what darkness you've been walking in. And so let's just turn to Him now. So for the request section, where we're just crying out to the Lord, we have two prayer prompts. So what I'm going to ask you to just break up into small groups of like 3 to 5 people and just pray these together, allowing, again, the Holy Spirit to kind of guide and direct your prayer, completing those prayer prompts. That first one is really for us individually, where it says, Savior, please help me to let your light shine in that area of darkness in your own life. And then the other one is just praying for others. And we already heard some requests this morning, as Pastor Greg shared with us. And so we can pray for those, but you might have others as well, where it just says, Savior, please give, and put that person's name in there, peace, as they are experiencing the darkness of. And so let's just break up into groups, like I said, of 3 to 5, and pray through those, and then we'll come back together for the readiness part. As we move into this final movement then of readiness, just again corporately, together as a group, let's just complete this prayer prompt. Lord, I will remember that your zeal has accomplished redemption for me as I face. What is it that you're facing this week? And so, let's just turn to him. Lord, I'll just remember that your zeal has accomplished redemption for me as I face just struggles, Lord God, in my own life, the things that I deal with on a weekly basis. I pray that you would just help me to remember that your zeal has accomplished redemption for me. So the second week of Advent, we talked about love, the theme of love. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25 tell us this. And again, this passage will be what directs our prayers. And so this is what God's Word says. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And so as we think about love, would you sing Reckless Love with us today?
For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good to me. For I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, till you give your yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You've been so, so good to me. And I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You've been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the night denied. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, till you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, till you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
I'm just always reminded of Jeremiah 31:3 when I hear that song, Reckless Love. It says this: the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Ah, I love that verse. That's the kind of love. It's a reckless love. Not in a negative way, right? He's not talking about God's not being reckless in a negative sense. It's like he's doing everything he can to come after us, to show his love to us. He'll do whatever he needs to do in order to accomplish that. You know, as we focus on this theme of love, let's look at those reverence prayer prompts under that passage of Scripture and under that theme. And let's just, again, corporately, let's just cry out to him and worship him and reverence him. We're seeking his face before we seek his hand. And so let's worship the Lord. God, I just thank you that you were with me through every situation, whatever it may be. Sometimes there's situations that come up that I'm unaware of, and sometimes I'm not sure how to handle those situations. But Lord, I thank you that you are with me, that you guide and direct me as I cry out to you. Lord, I just worship you because you spoke to Judy and I about serving you here at Jerusalem Chapel, and we are so grateful. In the quietness of your heart, would you just respond to the Lord with that prayer prompt? Father, I confess that I have had in mind to do. Help me to trust you to do what's right. Man, that was Joseph, right? He had in his mind that he was going to divorce Mary quietly. But then he had that dream, right? Because that wasn't God's plan and purpose. So many times, the plans of humans, we think we know what we need to do. And then God goes, no, I think I want you to do something a little bit different than that. And so what is it that maybe you've had in your mind to do? And you just need to trust God. So in the quietness of your heart, just spend a little bit of time with the Father. I'm going to get you up and moving again. You got to pray with one group. I'm going to ask you to just switch groups, change it up a little bit as we go into this time of requests. And again, just spend a little bit of time with the Lord as we look at these requests under love. So let's go ahead and transition now.
I love to hear you all praying. That's wonderful, and I hate to stop you from that. For time's sake, I encourage you to just think about that readiness prayer request on your own later today, where it just says, Lord, I will obey you concerning blank this week. But let's move on to joy. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20 tell us this. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And so, would you sing House of the Lord with us today?
The God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today. Won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, oh, oh. We shout out your praise. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. 'Cause he hung up on that cross and he rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. Shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, oh, oh. We shout out your praise. Shout out your praise.
So just because of time, we're going to just focus on the reverence and then the request time, as we're going to seek the face of God before we seek the hand of God. And so let's just cry out to him in reverence about his joy. And so let's look at those prayer prompts this morning. God, just thank you for sending Jesus so that I won't die in my sins and be separated from you for all of eternity. I'm so grateful that he came, that he lived a perfect life, and then that he died on the cross for me, and that you accepted his sacrifice by allowing him to come alive again. So I worship you today. Time for you to find another group to pray with and just pray through those requests under joy. So let's just transition now. As we focus on the final theme of Advent, which is peace, let me just read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14 to you. This is what God's word says. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And so as we come to this final theme of peace, would you sing the goodness of God with us before we pray?
Mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will say all the goodness. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will see all the goodness. Have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I know you as a father. I know you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness. All my life, oh, I will see all the good. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I'll give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness, your goodness is running after. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will see all the goodness of God. Oh, I will see of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Let's just reverence the Lord with this final theme of peace. And so you see the prayer prompts there. Let's just cry out to Him. Lord, I just praise You for Your loving kindness. I praise You for Your peace that surpasses all understanding, that guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. I just worship You for that peace today. One final movement of request. You just find one more group that you haven't been with yet. And just spend a little bit of time praying with them, and then we'll close in prayer. Would you bow your heads with me as we just close our service in prayer this morning? Lord, I'm so grateful for the prayers of your people today that have been lifted up. We thank you that we can worship you, we can reverence you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we thank you that it doesn't matter that we were all praying out loud at the same time, Lord God, for different requests. You were able to hear those, you understand those. Lord, you have already begun to intercede and work in each of those requests, those intercessions that we lifted up to you. And so, Lord, we are grateful for that. We pray that you would just go before us. Lord God, be with us as we celebrate a new year this week. I pray that you would just watch over and protect us. I pray that you would bring us back together safely next week. We ask all this in your precious Son's name. Amen. Thank you for coming today.